5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That's again 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Let's start things out by going right to your phone calls. That is the point of the show. So we'll start with an unscreen call on the amp line. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Sam.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I'm sitting here a little bit stunned at what's just happened.
Well, what has happened?
Today I went down to the court to pay the appearance bond to continue the process with them, the $200 that they're demanding. And I went ahead and brought my camera along and went in. I got to the clerk's window. I set the camera down. She noticed it, and she's like, "Oh, that's a really nice camera. What are you doing with it?" And I said, I'm abolishing the government courts. And she kind of did a double take and realized that I was serious. And
right.
We, you know, kind of went through and paid the bond. And
now, but before you go on, I know you've got a story to tell, but I'm curious about this bond thing. You were late, I guess, earlier this week. You didn't know that it was in the morning. You showed up in the afternoon, and then they said you have to pay a bond. Would you have had to have paid the bond had you shown up on time? Or
I would not have.
Why are you paying the bond? I mean, isn't that what they want you to do?
Well, because if I don't, then they just the trial's done. I'm basically found guilty, I guess. I don't understand this part. But basically it means
you haven't pleaded yet, right? But you haven't pled.
I have not pled. So, yeah, that's a good point. How can they, I don't know.
Are they going to give you the money back after the trial? Is that the idea?
Well, so the idea is,
yeah, right.
I asked this question specifically. This is what I had an issue with first on, was if I'm found guilty, you know, do I still get this money back and I have the right to refuse payment, you know, outlined under the Second Amendment, which is a right to rebel kind of clause.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer I got was yes, that you do get this back. An appearance bond is only for to guarantee your appearance at pretrial or at the trial.
Okay.
And once you appear, then you get that money back. So I was asking that question again, and they said, we'll mail it back to you. Is how they were going to get the money back to me, and she said, but she said only if you're found not guilty.
Right, because otherwise they'll probably just take the amount from the bond and apply it to whatever fine the judge comes
up
with. Right,
and now that's what I asked, specifically asked about, and they said no, that doesn't happen. So that's why I agreed to pay it in the first place.
I don't believe them.
So it was then they pointed it out on the document where there is a paragraph in there that I didn't read that says basically that if I'm found guilty, they'll keep the money. So I asked for my money
back.
So
wait, they'll keep the money on top of the whatever the fine is that they're going to want from you at that point if they decide to fine you?
No, I think they apply it towards the fine.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So I'm like, well, can we reverse this? Because that's not what I understood. I asked this specific question. You know, I'm a little frustrated here. It wasn't, you know, yelling or anything like that, but there was some confusion, and other people were called in, and they had some things to discuss. And I explained to them that, look, I'm not going to pay these fines. I'm not going to pay for tyranny and oppression to be enacted upon me.
Mm.
You know, if the judge finds me guilty, I'm going to refuse to pay this money, and I guess you'll have to send your goons to come drag me away because – that's the only option I'm going to leave you.
They'd already taken your $200 at this point. You were trying to get it back?
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy.
And so she looked at me and said, well, sir, what's your goal in all this? And I looked at her right in the eye and I said, freedom. And she looked at me and didn't know what kind of collected her thoughts again and said, well, what's your goal in this pretrial or in this hearing? And I said again, freedom.
Mm.
And she, I think that kind of had an impact on her. She realized I was serious about it.
Yeah.
So So then basically what happened is I read through the two paragraphs. Now, one says that if I don't show up, they can basically enter a plea on my behalf, waive my rights, find me guilty, plea no contest.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find me guilty and take the money. The paragraph right below that says, in the event that I am found guilty, that they can, and there's no appeal, they can take the money and keep it. So.
And you signed this piece of paper?
I did, and I said, "Well, can I just strike this?" And the lady said, "Well, no, you cannot. Don't touch the document. You can't change it." And in the paragraph, the last sentence of the first one says, "I understand that this paragraph is optional, and that I may cross through it if I do not wish for it to apply."
Get out of here!
I'm serious.
Now wait, which section was that? What section was the optional section?
This is the paragraph for the if I don't show up. Then they will enter a plea on my behalf of no contest and find me guilty and take the money.
Yeah, and they didn't want you to take that back and cross it out at that point, huh?
Yeah, but I'm like, look, this is not what I've explained. If we can't do this, I'd really like to just cancel the transaction. I almost left because, it looked like they just weren't going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, no, wait. This was after the freedom comment.
Wow.
And then eventually the court manager came back with two highlighted dots beside both paragraphs that I didn't like and said that I could strike through them initial.
Wait, but before you go on, was this the same guy that shows up in your video or a different manager?
This is a different one. This is at the other court.
Different court, okay.
I was going to say, that guy really likes you.
So I struck both paragraphs. I changed the terms of their agreement to say that if I'm found guilty, they can't take the money out of my appearance bond.
Wow.
And I had them bring up the other court case because there's two tickets in the same court, and we modified that agreement too.
Wow.
They marked them modified by defendant or amended by defendant and let me sign them and put them back into the record. So now
it's
really interesting to see this judge know that the money's sitting right there in his house. And if he finds me guilty, he's going to either have to, violate his word of honor.
Yeah.
They'll violate the money.
They'll violate it. That's what they did to me here in Keene so far. They've stolen my money at this point when I made it very clear.
I've got it on paper saying that they won't do it, and they accepted it.
Yeah, but they didn't sign it, right? It was your signature. Yours was the only signature.
They accepted it into the
record. Sure. Well, they accepted my letter, too, which specified that they were to obey certain terms in the letter if they wanted to deposit the check. They did not obey those terms, and they deposited the check anyway. So essentially, they have now absolutely stolen my money from me. So,
wow.
I mean, that's certainly a possibility. It's a possibility you'll never see your $200 again.
Yeah, I realize that, but again, it's
but what an amazing day. Yeah, what
yeah,
I mean,
just,
how
I
cool is that?
I went in and laid out, here's how it's going to be, and they basically said, okay. It was unbelievable.
Wow. And you got footage of it all?
I do.
Now, do you have an announcement to make about the final the film that you're about ready to release?
I'm close. I'm finishing it up tonight. I was up till 4:30 adding score to it, so it has the dramatic music when the judge starts screaming at me or telling me he's not going to answer my questions.
It is good. I mean, we've all seen it now. We've all seen advanced copies of it, and if it's the last,
just put it to a whole new level, Ian. You're going to love it.
Well, I thought it was darn good, the way it was.
Yeah, it was
so
really well edited.
I will hopefully be releasing at least one part to the YouTube channel tonight or early in the morning, and then we'll get the full thing out for the show tomorrow.
Cool, dude. That's exciting.
Okay.
Sam, congratulations on all your efforts. It's amazing that they're paying off even with it just being you. I mean, you don't have a backup network of activists down there in Texas at this point. And, of course, I think that the fancy camera probably goes a long way.
It does go a long way.
That and really taking a principled stand.
Yeah.
This bureaucrat, when she saw what I was doing and what it meant to me, and when I put the gun, I just brought the gun out in the room when I said that I'm not going to pay and you're going to have to call someone to have me dragged away.
Mm.
That really brought it home, and they do not like being connected
to the violence. Interesting. Very good call, Sam, and thank you. Good luck with your final editing and the final touches on your video. I know a number of our listeners are very much looking forward to seeing it, and thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Want to comment on that court situation or whatever's on your mind? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, the bulletin board system, is one of those features, and there's a lot there. There's over 350,000 posts that you can surf around through and enjoy and get interactive with, and it's totally free. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. SACL, CAI, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. And they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, CAI. All right, our toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We'll get an update here from Will and John Buchanan on the Walk for Liberty. We haven't talked about the Walk for Liberty in a little while beyond the occasional mention, but it's a fascinating little project that one Free State Project member has taken on. I guess a handful of Free State Project members, but Will Buchanan is the primary walker. He is walking from Oregon to New Hampshire. Currently, they are in Montana. They've been going at it for, we'll get you some statistics here, at least 88 days at this point, just walking like 10 miles a day every single day. And that's just, it's amazing what he's doing. He started to get some press coverage. You can go to walkforliberty.com to read their blog and watch their videos. They've been posting on YouTube. I know they'd appreciate some more subscribers on their YouTube channel. But we'll go ahead and give you an update here from those guys. They are, again, walking for two purposes: to promote the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists to move here to New Hampshire from wherever around the country or around the world. And I believe they're also, to some extent, plugging the Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty, which is sort of a more national thing. And I guess that those Ron Paul guys are going to be doing some sort of shindig in D.C. over the weekend, so I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that as time goes on. But this is from Will's brother, John, who is, I guess, taking care of the email list at this point. So far, Will has walked 806 miles on the Walk for Liberty, and I believe it's a 3,500-mile route. So that's actually a pretty decent chunk.
I can only imagine. I hope he's gotten used to the walking at this point. It's got to be tough to, you know, just start walking 10 miles a day.
Well, Julia and I have been following the videos, and it's not easy. I know that they've gone through at least a couple pairs of shoes at this point, and probably some sort of orthopedic inserts and things like that. I know they've certainly been willing to spend the money that's necessary to keep their feet in good shape.
Seems wise.
But that doesn't mean that you still don't have those daily kind of or occasional problems, shins hurting, things like that. So they've definitely been going through some tough segments, I would say. Julia, you've been watching it, right? What do you think of all this?
Well, I personally would have no desire whatsoever to walk 10 miles. So I think it's awesome, and the videos are entertaining.
Yeah, he's always got interesting things to say. So it's
when you've got that much time in the day to think. Yeah, you're going to say some interesting things when you get the chance to.
Some of the places they walk are kind of scary too, like where there's no shoulder on the road and they're on a highway and trucks are coming towards them.
Well, I suppose it beats taking a machete and hacking your way through the brush.
Well, so far, again, he's walked 806 miles and has walked for a total of 252 hours. He's burned approximately 61,149 calories from his walk so far. They are in Townsend, Montana at the moment. They are in their fourth state out of 21 they'll be passing through. Been on the road for 88 days, and they put out 78 videos on YouTube so far. So it's almost on a daily basis, but right now they're kind of out in the middle of the hinterlands where there's very little internet access, so they need to be able to
Uploading's a little more difficult.
Yeah, so they haven't really been as regular with videos as they have recently. And they've been getting some media coverage, which is really cool. They apparently just got on their first TV
That's one of the reasons why they're walking to New Hampshire instead of driving, was in hopes of getting media coverage, so that's good.
And, they've gotten some newspaper coverage as well. I don't know if they've been on the radio yet. I know that I did clue KGEZ, one of our Montana affiliates, into them, so maybe they'll get an interview out of that. But here is what John has to say about Independence Day, and I thought I'd share this with you. He says, it's interesting how many people say the 4th of July in place of Independence Day. Has it always been this way? Do people really remember what that day was supposed to be about? Is it really that important that we call it one way or the other? Should we even remember what that day stands for? To me, Independence Day, or the 4th of July, as a celebration, is more about an American tradition of sharing food, funny parades, and fireworks, than spreading the joy the Founding Fathers felt from declaring their liberation from England. Even when I think about how the U.S. government is free from that monarchy's empire, it doesn't mean much to me. That piece of history happened too long ago for the ripples to really affect me. Sure, I think it's good that America's governing body declared independence because it allowed them to experiment with something potentially better. But the current powers that be, that I'm familiar with, have strayed, been corrupted, and are gut-wrenchingly disgusting to me and many others. It's completely different, and I can't stomach it anymore. In fact, wasn't there a poll this past week that showed that Americans were in the single digits now of their approval of Congress?
That's correct.
Like for the first time in ever?
Yeah, something. I don't know. It's been, it has been quite some time.
As far as I'm concerned, that's great news.
It's an all-time low.
Most Americans today are by far less free than they were hundreds of years ago, so I conclude the experiment is a failure, says John. The U.S. government cannot protect our freedoms by eroding our liberties one by one. As Spock would say, that's highly illogical, Jim. The Founding Fathers would be sick, they'd demand a change, and they would sacrifice and invest a lot to restore their lost liberties. Live free or die, he says. What do you think? Do you agree or disagree? Stop reading right now and think about it for 17.76 seconds. Well, we don't have enough dead air
we don't
headroom.
Do that.
Yeah, we can't stop for that long, but we can think while we talk, I guess. Keep thinking about it, he says. All right? Back to reality. Would those old guys from long ago be happy with George Bush and company? Would they likely support Obama or McCain or Ron Paul? Would they like it that most property owners need permission from some bureaucratic agency to build stuff on their own land? Permits equal permission. Would they like it that the sick in 37 out of 50 states can't use marijuana to alleviate their chronic pain, nausea, or lack of hunger? Keep in mind, this is only permitted on a state level. Would they like it that hardworking people are expected to pay a huge percentage of their income to some agency that never seems to receive praise or respect from anyone? Would they like the Federal Reserve, which is a private company which basically controls the U.S. money supply and thus the inflation of money? Would they like how the government has taken over the schools and as a result many students are not learning the important subjects to be successful in life? Would they like how the U.S. military has over 700 bases in approximately 130 countries? Would they consider this an empire? Would they like how all the mainstream media seems to be in bed with the White House in one way or another? And if they're not rolling over completely, then they're at least intimidated? Should the media feel this kind of love or fear from the government? Would they like how probably all of your positive experiences with the police have been on the silver screen and not reality? This is interesting. Make a list of all your positive and negative experiences with the police. Would your friends and family have similar lists?
Well, you know, I think that it's funny. When I get pulled over, for instance, on the road, I often have what I would consider positive experiences because it didn't go as badly as it could. However,
they didn't steal as much time as they could have stolen from you, and they didn't take any or as much money as they could have taken.
Right. I mean, and if you say, well, you shouldn't speed, you know, we've moved technologically beyond police officers as, speed enforcers. We could have little cameras that do that. If that's what people really want is to be held down to the speed limit. I say that most speed limits are artificially low for those areas.
Yeah, they want money. That's what it's all about.
We'll
hear a little bit more from the guys from Walk for Liberty in a moment. Take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at braintuner.com. That's braintuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And once again, our number, 800-259-9231. And enjoy all those features on our site for free. And try WebEx. You can travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. And enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. 800-259-9231, sharing a email update that was sent by the guys from the Walk for Liberty, which is going on right now. It's been happening for almost 3 months at this point. They have Will Buchanan, the main walker on the Walk for Liberty. He's walking from one side of the country in Oregon to the other in New Hampshire and doing it all to promote the Free State Project. They've walked a total of 806 miles so far, getting a lot of media coverage. And Will's brother John is kind of helping out drive it. They've got this camper, basically an RV that they're driving around. They're camping out in, essentially. And so you've got to have basically a support structure if you want to be able to get this done. And that's what his brother John is doing. And so he's sent out this email talking about the founding fathers and how they would feel about all the big government that America has today. And he's asked several provocative questions, and we'll finish up his email here. He says, would the founding fathers like how the government houses more people in prison than any other country, and most of the inmates are there on drug-related causes? Note that most of the drug-related causes are from marijuana, which, by the way, I believe some of the founding fathers actually had hemp growing in their
plantation. My understanding that George Washington did, but that's... I really learned my information from dollar bills.
Would they like how politicians routinely lie to Americans about serious topics and how most people consider this a normal thing for politicians to do? Do you trust and believe in the elected people who represent you? John says, I could keep adding to this list all day. Now, I look forward to the day when we have a new Independence Day. I'm not sure what form it will take or how exactly it will be achieved or what exactly it'll stand for, but I'm ready for a change based on true liberty, and I'm working towards it peacefully. The U.S. government's maximum role should be to only protect the life, liberty, and property of the people who reside within these borders, and all people should be free to come and go as they please. After that has been achieved, I want another change. Can you guess what that is? I can. Total freedom, of course. Mm. Abolishing the state. There's no need to have a coercive agency out there when all of the protection that it offers isn't even real. It's just more fantasy than anything else because they have no obligation to protect you in the first place. And all of their services can be offered in the marketplace and offered on a voluntary basis. And I think that's the direction we're going in based on Will's comments on his video blog at walkforliberty.com. I'm pretty sure that he is kind of in that same boat of the world of the voluntarists. And in fact, to that end here, we're going to jump into the phone calls and then we'll talk to, or not talk to, but we'll share a short little story from one of our listeners about why he no longer wants to call himself a libertarian and what it is he's chosen to replace that with. We go to Jeff first in Texas. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to call up and tell everybody to Google search Renegade Movement. You guys were talking about the...
You know,
well,
Jeff, you really ought to buy some advertising.
Oh, come on, guys. But no, you guys were talking about the Pentagon, and I got a little picture of the Pentagon there with some interesting, you know,
we weren't talking about the Pentagon, actually.
Well,
you mean like the 700 military bases? I guess that's kind of around
Well, you guys were talking about DOD stuff, so I thought I'd throw that in there. In any event, I tell you guys...
is he listening to the same show? Were we talking about the Department of Defense?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead. Throw it on out there.
Well,
whatever
no,
it is
guys,
you got.
I just wanted to say that, you know, our military, the DOD, has been exposing the military men and women.
It's not my military.
Dangerous substances and using them as guinea pigs for experimental vaccines. And now, Mark Zaid, an attorney in Washington, D.C., is trying to get up a class action lawsuit nationwide for all military men and women who've been exposed to certain vaccines, and I'd like to, you know, see if we can, you know, help him get as many plaintiffs as he can.
I don't know if that's going to work out because I'm pretty sure they sign off on that. Like, don't they sign paperwork that basically exonerates them from being able to, that prevents them from being able to sue?
Yeah, but
things?
You can still sue, and if a court decides to give it to you, they decide to give it to you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know, it just seems part and parcel. You join the military, you know they're going to test stuff on you. And in many cases, they tell you in advance. A lot of the time, you know, sometimes
you are our guinea pigs.
Depleted uranium and stuff like that, that stuff cuts through metal like butter. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's basically nuclear material. And
well, it's depleted.
It causes cancer and all other types of diseases and... And I just don't think that the military, you know...
Yeah. It's probably not good to be around that stuff. Probably not, from what I understand. It could be really
bad. John Rockefeller did a report about it in 1974, but the DOD has said business as usual. And, I mean, the report he did didn't curb it or stop it. They're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's how they do things. They just kind of do what they want, and occasionally a court will throw down a ruling that will stop them from doing what they want. Maybe they'll stop it for a little while, and then they'll start it up somewhere else and start doing it differently under a different program, heading, name, and, you know, they just do what they want, Jeff. That's how things work. So we should just stop funding it. We should just stop paying for it all. We should stop participating with the federal government. If the federal government is doing things that you disagree with...
You know, taxpayer money is doing all this.
Yeah. So why keep paying? Do you pay, Jeff?
What's that?
Do you pay the federal guys?
I file my returns.
You do? Oh, sorry to hear about that. Thanks for the call.
I file mine, too.
800, me, too.
Yeah, 800, not me. 800-259-9231. They aren't my returns. They're their returns. I don't have returns.
Does it become
I'm
mine when
slave.
I put my signature on it?
I guess, yeah. Guess it would. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll. Free line. A lot of libertarians, or people that would formerly have described themselves as libertarians, pretty upset with what's been going on with the libertarian movement, specifically with the Libertarian Party. And Jeremy West, one of our listeners, has written a blog post about it over at nolanchart.com. And he says that the current libertarian presidential candidate believes in limited government. And he says, I choose to give him the benefit of the doubt that his views have changed since his days in Congress. Of course, he's talking about Bob Barr, in case you don't know. That would be certainly preferable to the platforms of either the two major party candidates. And it has been said that the perfect is the enemy of the good. However, I believe that the case of where the Libertarian Party is at the moment The practical has become the enemy of the good. Limited government is without a doubt not as harmful as big government. However, it's still not good. Governments, however small, rely on the initiation of force to fund themselves. And I believe the initiation of force is morally wrong, no matter which hat the person initiating the force is wearing. The word libertarian has become synonymous with the Libertarian Party in America. Now, that's probably the case, but still I think most people don't really even know what a libertarian is.
I think that's true, but the average person doesn't know who the vice president is either. So,
true.
You know, caring what the average person thinks is you know, mighty, it doesn't matter.
The Libertarian Party stands for small government, says West. At this, and as this does not represent my beliefs, I don't want to confuse people by calling myself a libertarian. As an individual, I have my own beliefs, so perhaps Jeremy's the only true label for me. However, when discussing philosophy, it's useful to begin with a label so that a body of knowledge can begin the conversation. He says the old meaning for anarchy, which is an absence of government, does some justice to my philosophy. However, the term anarchy has now come to have the connotation at best of chaos and at worst, bomb-throwing radicals. So as violence is the polar opposite of what I believe, I don't want to confuse people by calling myself an anarchist. Now, one of the hosts of the freedom-oriented radio program Free Talk Live has very similar political views to mine. He calls himself a free marketeer. Aside from the fact that this term might be confused with the Three Musketeers or even the Mickey Mouseketeers, I'm not sure the term paints the full picture in people's minds. It makes clear that he believes in economic freedoms, but I don't think it makes clear that he also believes strongly in personal freedoms. For myself, I've settled on the term voluntarist. I simply believe that on all matters of life, from economic to personal, people ought to be free to make their own decisions voluntarily.
What don't you like, by the way, about the term voluntarist?
I like it. In fact, this is persuading me to adopt that term, I would say. Anyway, he says my next series of articles will show why I believe this way on 10 major issues. So we look forward to reading those, maybe on the air, maybe not. Anyway, 800-259-9231. That's Jeremy West over at NolanChart.com, where we're actually one of their advertisers over there right now, which is pretty cool. Toll-free number here.
I hope they're bringing us listeners.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. I don't know what Julia has, but I know she's got some sort of show prep, so hopefully we'll get to that here at some point. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you vote for us. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. And it makes a big difference for us. All you need is your email address. It'll take you less than a minute. No big deal. This is something that's very quick, and it's important. Because if we're number one on the Podcast Alley rankings, which is what your votes help us do, we claim the number one slot. More people find the show. More people discover the Freedom Message. And therefore, that's a good thing, right?
And advertisers will advertise, and we'll get rich.
Well, if we keep money coming in, the show stays on the air, right?
That much is true.
So, makes a big difference for us. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's only a once-a-month thing, so not a big burden here, and it's much appreciated. That's vote.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Mark, do you have this wiffle ball story?
I absolutely do.
Some sort of wiffle ball controversy? I mean, how could wiffle ball be controversial?
From Greenwich, Connecticut, from the New York Times. Vincent Provenzano, 16 years old, experienced his Kevin Costner moment one Sunday afternoon in May after a thrilling day of wiffle ball in a friend's backyard. He came home, gazed at a field of weeds, brush, poison ivy, and an empty lot off of Riverside Lane, turned to his friend Justin Curioto, 17, and proclaimed, "If we build it, they will come." After 3 weeks of clearing brush, poison ivy, scrounging up plywood and green paint, digging holes and pouring concrete, Vincent, Justin, and about a dozen friends did manage to build it.
Wait, this was a vacant lot?
Yes.
So they didn't own the place?
I suspect not.
Okay.
Tree-shaded wiffle ball version of Fenway Park, complete with a 12-foot-tall green monster in center field. American flag by the left field foul pole. And
what the hell's a green monster?
What is a green monster?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a tall wall.
Why would they put a wall in the middle of the baseball field?
To make it hard for balls to go out.
Oh, okay.
So,
I don't know much about all the sporting stuff.
It's clear. colorful signs for Taco Bell Frutista freezes. But alas, they had
an advertiser?
Either that or they just
like
crowned
they like the Frutistas.
It could be that. I don't know. But alas, they had no idea just who would come.
Uh-oh, I know.
Youthful Whipple Ball players, yes, but also angry neighbors, their lawyer, the police, the town nuisance officer, tree warden, and other officials in all shapes and sizes.
Now, I don't know whose property this was, but certainly young people today don't really understand property rights. They are not raised in the government. They're not taught property rights in the government school system. So I think that was certainly a mistake on their part. But
I also imagine that the people who called the lawyers and police were not the actual property owner. The property owner probably didn't even
realize. If it's vacant, it's probably vacant for a reason.
Right,
the property owner doesn't live there.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, if anything, the owner's going to appreciate all the work done to it.
Well,
and this
raise
seems
the value.
Like the kind of things that kids do. When I think about stuff like this, I don't know. If I wanted to do something or like clear out a lot or whatever, or build, I just
like
did
a tree
it.
Fort. You'd go and build a tree fort. You wouldn't care really where it was, right?
Well, I think that there's, I think you absolutely wouldn't. And I think that there, and I built my forts were on other people's property.
Yeah.
They absolutely
were. And the
only
person who should be able to call the police should be the property owner if he has a problem with it.
Well,
you don't live in
even
Connecticut.
Then.
The problem with being the property owner is the litigious society that we've created here that allows people to sue if something bad happens on somebody's land.
Yeah, but nothing bad happened.
Well, it turns out
they thought it was bad.
But, well, it's bad if you're exposed to liability because kids are playing baseball on your lot.
I see.
Don't you think?
But that would be the owner's concern, right? You said the owner didn't even step forward, right?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
She said that.
No, I said
it. It turns out that one kid's field of dreams is an adult's dangerous nuisance, liability nightmare, inappropriate usurpation of green space, unpermitted special use or drag on property values, and...
A drag?
Their wiffle ball Finway.
It seems like an empty... weeded lot would be more of a drag than a nice little place for kids to play.
You'd think.
Well, maybe somebody would look at the lot and say, I could build a house there, but they wouldn't look at a wiffle ball field and say, I could build a house there.
Maybe.
I don't know. Their wiffle ball Fenway has become the talk of Greenwich in a suburban Rorschach test about youthful summers, past and present. People can remember how fun it was to go out in the woods in the summer, build a fort, do something fun and creative. So there's something pretty cool in what these kids did, especially in a time kids grow up in such an incredibly structured and stressful environment, says Lynn Lavery, one of the Greenwich selectmen who inherited wiffle ball while the first selectman, Greenwich version of mayor, is on vacation. But we have a situation that's escalated, said Ms. Lavery. Neighbors are upset that it's too close to their property. Building has been done on town property. There's issues of traffic and drainage. So it apparently is town property. So do you understand what I'm saying?
That's cool, man. As far as I'm concerned, game on.
There's an issue of traffic and drainage.
Yeah,
there's an
like
issue
traffic of kids
of
going
traffic and drainage.
What kind of traffic are they talking
about? Isn't this the stupidest thing you've ever heard of? Oh, sorry, kids, you can't have a wiffle ball field here that you built on your own because you don't have
it
the right.
Might get wet.
Where are the handicapped people going to park? Where are they going to park? For God's sakes, you don't have a handicap ready bathroom here. What is this?
I like the idea of kids going out and doing things, too, instead of just lying around and watching TV all the time. And
hey, we've got wiffle ball video games for a reason. We don't need any wiffle ball fields.
Well, Ms. Lavery,
it seems to me like this is just discouraging kids to go out and
absolutely.
Do stuff. I mean,
it's
all these,
awful.
Like, if you want to go build a wiffle ball field on this empty lot, you have to, like, go through this process of applying for all these permits and, why bother?
What's the liability of playing wiffle ball?
Isn't a wiffle ball
a little
plastic ball?
Somebody's going to get hurt no matter what you do.
It's not even a baseball?
It's not like it's going to bust through somebody's window or something.
Likely not.
But
Ms. Lavery says, we're hoping to come up with a compromise, but there are a lot of issues to address. I mean, the legalities of kids building a wiffle ball field. It's insane.
It seems like 40 years ago, this would be a non-issue.
Yeah, absolutely true.
Totally right.
There's plenty of local history in wiffle ball, as though that matters.
Yeah.
If these kids want to play cricket or... curling, I don't care what they want to do.
They should really go out.
They're not really going to be able to curl in the summer, are they?
They should play jarts is what they should play.
Lawn darts?
Yeah.
There was a song, I think it was in the early to mid-90s, about she got pegged in the head with a lawn dart. Didn't see it coming. That's the worst part.
I'm just trying to imagine.
Now they don't sell them at the Walmart anymore.
I'm trying to imagine the nosy neighbors sitting there watching from their kitchen window, the kids playing and having a good time back there. Mildred, call the
the police. The children are back in the yard again playing their wiffle ball. We can't have this in our neighborhood. We came here to get away from all these children.
I actually thought when you first talked about it, I was thinking baseball. So now that it's actually wiffle ball, I'm even more
stupefied.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah, absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah. Even the bats are plastic.
Wiffle ball apparently was invented in Fairfield, Connecticut, and Greenwich land use disputes. Vincent and Justin said they just wanted a place to play wiffle ball.
This is a clear violation of the anti-fun ordinance that we put on the books back in 1975.
They got materials from a friend's basement plus two big pieces of plywood being thrown away at a Shell station in East Putnam Avenue. They fished pallets out of dumpsters and spent perhaps $200, mostly on green paint. But even before they were finished, they painted it green, people. I mean, they're trying to make it beautiful.
Like green for Greenwich? Greenwich?
It's the green monster, Ian. Try to stick with me, would you?
Right.
these kids are probably Red Sox fans. And so they built a little scaled-down version. And, it's beautiful. I'm looking at this wiffle ball field in this picture here, and it's gorgeous. I don't understand what they could possibly have a problem with.
It's really nice.
People
it looks
just
like a park.
Hate fun. They hate kids, and they hate fun.
Yeah, they suck. They suck. that's really the only thing that it comes down to. But even before they were finished, things began to get complicated. They were told the neighbors had complained the field was on town-owned land. They needed a permit to put up their field, and it would probably have to come down. This being Greenwich, they decided...
Town-owned land?
Yes.
That makes me care, like, not... Care factor is zero now.
They and or parents alerted the local newspaper and politicians up to the lieutenant governor of the nearby Stanford. Soon they had everyone in town talking about it, with most of them seriously seemingly put off by the notion that even a wiffle ball field needs to enlist the armies of adult supervision and legalistic oversight. I agree. And you see, this is what the average American thinks, but it just won't go that way. It doesn't matter what
because
the average American thinks.
They don't make noise. The average American doesn't make noise. They don't have the incentive to get out there and lobby for freedom.
It's the bureaucrats. It's the squeaky wheels, the complainers.
Yeah. The looky-loos and the nosy people.
Yep. Back before we lost our collective minds and began shrieking with horror at the thought of kids having fun on their own
as bodies.
Not part of an official league or otherwise organized activity, they used to do things like find a vacant lot, field it in, turn it into a makeshift diamond, and spend glorious hours in the summer sun, the local newspaper Greenwich Times wrote in an editorial in support of the youth on Wednesday.
Well, you can still do that as long as you have the appropriate permits. 800-259-9231, slaves.
There's no permit for fun, I'm sorry.
Subjects. Peons, more coming up. That's how they feel about these, everybody. The government people believe they are in a different class from everyone else. It's disgusting. Hour two is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.